This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, I'd like to say we're partying into the weekend here. There's always something to cover, Super Don. Right before we go to air tonight, we're learning more, but there's still a lot more to learn about another shooting here. This is in Santa Fe, Texas. So welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a bummer way to start a Friday show.
It is for sure.
We can't just ignore the fact that we've got another school shooting.
Yeah.
At this point, details are still coming in, but we're looking at as many as 10 people so far that have died. And apparently, there was a retired police officer that was on campus there that was in the hospital.
Okay.
So. Anyway, we'll know more about this, obviously, as in the coming days brings more information in on who this person is. There's been talk about explosive devices and stuff like that. So
we'll know more. And by the way, folks, for those of you listening outside the United States of America, I know that you think we have a deranged obsession with firearms here. No, we have basically a belief in the right of self-defense. And that includes the use of anything that can defend your life. Now, of course, people will abuse any tool. And my concern, and I've talked with Jonathan Ebor, we've been consistent about this, Super Don, that in 9 out of 10 or more of these cases, we end up finding out the perpetrator has been on or is being titrated up or down on a psychotropic drug, approved by FDA and prescribed by a doctor, typically a psychiatrist of some kind. So we do not know definitively what's happened here, but I just wanted to acknowledge that the right of self-defense is not something that is, coming under question. Anytime I hear these shootings, I mean, I'm upset anytime I hear them because of the loss of life, seemingly needless, and all
sure.
of that.
Sure.
But because somebody's upset and it happens to involve perhaps a firearm, doesn't mean that I suddenly go, well, okay, I'm going to give up my right to defend myself and my family now, right? Just
sure.
so you understand how we look at these events, okay?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a never-ending debate, and it's going to be. And unfortunately, we're most likely going to see David Hogg back in the news again,
yeah.
and this is kind of his wheelhouse. If you look at what's going on in the UK, we have UK listeners, and I was reading a story a week or two ago where they're talking about doing knife control over in London because, people are stabbing people with knives,
wow.
and that is a slippery slope. You can't just, eventually it's going to be, what are you going to do? You're going to remove people's hands? Because, they use their hands to attack and hurt other people. I mean, you can only go so far with something like that. So, we're sad to see situations like this and the loss of life. But, there are answers to this. But here's the thing, Robert. There is, but there isn't. Because, listen, people
uh-huh.
are people.
Right.
And people are going to lose control. People are going to have mental illness and psychological issues and things of that nature. And so there's been violence since the dawn of man. Something obviously needs to be done about it, but there's some things you just can't do about it. People are going to be bad people and they're going to do bad things.
Yeah, you are so right. And the only thing I would say is I know people will debate about it, and it's a debate, but I don't debate on this issue. Like, and I know people go, you're cold, you're hard-hearted. No, no, no. The debate is not whether I am going to give up my right of self-defense. That's a non-starter, right? Again, we look at these kids or even adult perpetrators and we say, all right, yes, a firearm has been used, but what precipitated it? What is it that allowed a person that would normally, you know, for everybody listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show right now, you probably are not ever going to, never intend to go out, take any kind of weapon and kill another human being. Hopefully, at least of all yourself. But what is it that's removing the governor on that, you know, behavior that would normally not occur? And we've been time and time and time again down this road. And that's the debate that needs to happen. The safety, efficacy, danger, et cetera, of these drugs and these classes of drugs that in many cases I believe should be banned because they are not helpful. They're only harmful. And even if someone claims they're helpful in certain circumstances, I would say we've got 100 other options that are not even being considered in those cases where you say, well, it was the only thing that helped. That's what I'm saying, Super D. But again, what is not up for debate is my right to self-defense. Despite the tragedies that have occurred and will, as you say, in the future occur, because we are a violent species, ultimately, even if you disarm people. And we'll talk with Roseanne Lindsay about the violence of immigration into your cell on a cellular level and how that plays out in the nation. And in fact, in areas where you see guns are no longer there, they'll use acid. They'll pour acid on people. So they'll always find something. And that, to your point, Super D, you're correct there. So I don't want to belabor that. I want to talk about where we're going today because we've got some great, great guests. In fact, coming up, we're going to talk about the ciprofloxacin, these fluoroquinolone drugs. I did an interview last week when I was in Canada. We're going to air that for the first time on radio, and it's a powerful, powerful interview. We've got Roseanne Lindsay. We also have Brian Hooker coming up. So we've got a tremendous amount of great, great information available to you as we do 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out all the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you're listening live tomorrow, I will be in Miami for the March Against Monsanto. Hope to see you there. And we got a bunch of other upcoming events in the show notes. But first, let's pay homage, how do you say that, to our millennial friends, right?
Yeah, why not? We try to, right?
Yeah, exactly. So there's a survey out there, apparently, claiming that millennials love GMOs. They want more GMOs. Give us more Monsanto-laced foods. I'm like, wait, what millennial was that? I don't recall any millennials I've ever met saying, yeah, we love Monsanto. We want more of that on our avocado toast. Yeah, do you recall any of that?
Well, look, I'm sure there are. I mean, it's just the law of averages here. You know, you get a group of people together, and some people are going to be in favor of something, a certain amount or not. But apparently, there was a survey that was done here. And listen, I just want to give a shout out to one of our most loyal listeners, Holistic A-Hole, who, if you...
You're not saying bad things about him. That's what his nickname is on
Twitter.
That's what
he calls himself on Twitter, Holistic A-Hole. And he kind of busted your chops a little bit because we covered a study about how eggs will not give you a heart attack. And he kind of called us to the carpet because the survey had been funded by the Australian Egg Council. And so therefore, because it was industry funded, it was junk science, which we won't go into. But anyway, we will just come straight out of the gate here and mention that this survey that was done saying that all millennials love GMOs was commissioned by a GM industry body called the Agricultural Biotechnology Council.
ABC, yeah.
Yes. So, is there a bias on this?
Maybe a wee bit.
Maybe just a little bit. GM Watch. Kind of dissected this survey that was done.
Mm-hmm.
And here's basically what happened. Every one of the questions, apparently, were preceded by a bunch of pro-GMO information and statements. Okay? So that right there is going to try and skew the results. And the headline of this survey that was published says, millennials have no qualms about GM crops, unlike the older generation. Well, one of the things they pointed out here that in the survey, it was kind of just a yes or no type thing. So it didn't even give any opportunity for anybody to have any qualms about anything that was being said. So it was very carefully crafted and worded. in a way to try and guarantee that the results of the survey would be skewed in the direction of millennials being in favor of GMOs.
Right, and so to the point of anybody that looks at research and who funds it, that's legitimate. As I said, if you parse the research and you look at the study, the design, et cetera, it doesn't mean that 100% of industry-sponsored studies are bunk or bogus. There's legitimate science coming out of that, but it is appropriate to question it. And in this case, we see, and GM Watch did a good job here, and you can link in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, you can check it out, where this, the way they phrased the wording of the survey was definitely to build in a bias and get the responses they were looking at. You know, all, after all, lauding and, you know, framing sentences that make it seem like GMOs are harmless and wonderful, they're saving the planet. Then they say, hey, you know, what do you think about plant breeding using gene editing to make crops more nutritious, pest and disease resistant? And by that time, you're like going, oh, yeah, yeah, that's awesome. Oh, I got no qualms with that, right? You see how that plays out.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, if you were to actually label, like, we have avocado toast for millennials here. You have an option of organic or GMO and pesticide laden. The typical millennial, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and go, you know what? I think they're going to choose the organic one.
And here's the thing. I mean, there was a study about a week and a half ago that we covered talking about how millennials have way more in common with their grandparents' generation than with their parents. In the fact, you know, showing the fact that they are more into eating healthy food. So it's like, this is the confusing part of reading headlines and reading the news. It's you always have competing surveys that contradict each other, but it's about drilling down into the surveys and parsing the language, right, and finding out what's really going on with those studies. And in this particular case, this is a slanted bias study to try and sway people's opinion and change it, that, you know, they want everybody to be hip, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hip like the millennials, because the millennials like GMOs, and that's like the hip thing to do right now.
Yeah,
it's bogus.
Pretty darn incredible. Well, listen, upcoming, again, we've got a very special interview on Cipro toxicity. If you've ever been subject to these antibiotic class of drugs known as fluoroquinolones, very, very dangerous.
That is with David Girard, Mark Girard.
Yeah, yes. Mark Girard's coming up. And, yep, folks, you got to pay attention to this. There are links up as well. We've already had a tremendous response on the interview that we've aired via YouTube. So check it out coming up after the break. We got Roseanne Lindsay, and we have Brian Hooker, and more with Super Don here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you been poisoned by Cipro? Ciprofloxacin. These are fluoroquinolones or quinolones or quins. What do you call them?
Fluoroquinolones.
Fluoroquinolones.
Yeah, quins is short for fluoroquinolones. The quins came out in the 60s, but they added the fluorine in the 80s, and that's when the big problems really started.
So people are concerned about ciprofloxacin. Most people know as Cipro, and it's like almost given out by candy. It's a dangerous, dangerous antibiotic. I'm joined right now by Mark Gerard here in Canada, and a fluoroquinolone toxicity awareness advocate. And there's a YouTube channel as well as there's a Facebook group. It says, I got fixed, or I'm sorry, I got floxed. Yeah. That makes sense. Or fluoroquinolone toxicity group for victims, survivors only. Now, what is it? Why is this your passion? What drives you about this issue?
Over 10 years ago, I had a horrific adverse reaction to these drugs. They gave me Cipro and then Levaquin back to back. And I had blood clots, broken blood vessels, spontaneous tendon ruptures. I had to have a cartilage transplant from a dead child. I had collapsed lungs, hernia, torn lumbar muscle, bulging discs out of nowhere when I was an extreme snowboarder just months before.
Wow.
You know, the damage is just unbelievably horrific, and it's common. It's not common for it to be quite that extreme, and it's not common for it to happen as quickly as it did for me. The vast majority of people who have been floxed have no idea what happened to them. No
one. The doctors are not giving them the information for the risks, the dangers. They're very real. How are you getting the word out? I know you're here. We're talking, and you're out there. I can see you're an advocate, and you want to make sure people know. But what can be done here?
Well, I'm handing out awareness cards to people, wearing my Have You Been Flocked shirt, networking with people like you, and doing my best to get in the media, and working with other people that are doing the same. I've spoken at the FDA with a group of other people and some doctors that are supporting us, and we do our best to network and get in the media. There's been some quite a bit of coverage lately. There was a British Medical Journal did a study showing that people are about twice as likely to have an aortic aneurysm just while they're taking the drugs or shortly afterwards, which means it must be much worse because we tend to have delayed reactions.
Yeah.
There's huge numbers of people.
There's devastating impact on the connective tissue of the body. That is clear. When you rupture a tendon and you do so while on the drug, now these things are not supposed to be given long term.
No.
But even short term, some people react very quickly to this. It's not like everybody, it takes weeks or months to get there.
Yeah, some people react on the first or second pill. I mean, literally drop dead.
Yeah.
There's one guy in Florida who took two pills and was, you know, very quite athletic, healthy person, and mm-hmm. he we get sometimes what's called rhabdomyolysis, where
yes.
our muscles begin to dissolve,
mm-hmm.
and basically his heart muscle dissolved, and it stopped beating. And so this happens to quite a few people.
But it's okay, because the FDA approved it.
Yeah, that means it must be safe.
That's why I call them the Fear and Death Administration. No kidding about this.
Well, we spoke to them, and they actually did respond. When we went and spoke, we thought, mm-hmm. okay, well, you know, they listened to us at least. We didn't really expect them to respond, but the doctors in the panels that mm-hmm. we were speaking to did take us seriously, and the FDA did, within months, restricted the conditions that the drugs were approved for.
Did they put a black box warning label on it yet?
Yeah, there's three black box warnings, mm-hmm. one for the neuropathy, one for the tendons and connective tissue problems, and then one for the way it aggravates some other medical conditions.
Mm-hmm. So have you seen, let's say, a movement for doctors becoming aware of this and saying, maybe I shouldn't be prescribing this drug as much as I do?
It's starting. It's pretty minimal. We've gone from where absolutely no doctors took us seriously to where, in the exploding support groups we have on Facebook, we're starting to hear about doctors that are changing their ways. They're slow, but it's happening.
Right, right. Well, anything else you want my listeners, my viewers, to know about the Cipro before we got to go?
Well, there's Leviquin is another one, and Avalox is another one. Any drug that ends in floxacin, any antibiotics, is one of these. And if a doctor tries to prescribe you one of these for something and it's not anthrax or the plague, then you need to demand a different antibiotic. And let, you know, I mean, once in a while, there are people that actually need these that can't take other drugs or they've tried a variety of them. But they should be restricted to hospitals. At no time should a pharmacist be prescribing these to someone who's just taking them home. Sir.
Well, Mark, I do appreciate you know, your persistence in getting the message out, and we're going to get this out to the Robert Scott Bell Show audience, my friend. It's good to see you again.
Thank you.
You keep up the great work. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. These are the kind of folks we like to spotlight. Thank Mark for being here, and I thank all y'all in Canada for all of the support you've given me over the last 3 years as I keep coming back. Maybe we'll come back again. Thanks so much.
Thanks. We'll see you.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Health freedom, healing liberty on the line, and Roseanne Lindsay is a stalwart warrior for it. Not doing battle in a sense for the sake of doing battle, but standing up for what's right. And she's got a great new blog post I want to cover with her at natureofhealing.org and all the other places that publish it. Roseanne's also president of the National Health Freedom Coalition. We've got the big Health Freedom Congress coming up June 10, 11, 12, if I can remember those dates right, Roseanne.
That's right. Thank you for having me, Robert.
board.
Oh, it's always great to have you on board. And your latest post, my goodness, you know, I have gotten flack for this over the years, particularly from people on the political left, and I don't, you know, like to divide people. Just, you know, it's those, that thought form that looks when I start saying about the cell has a border or borders, right? The cell membrane, the cell wall, and it knows what to let in that's good for it, or at the very worst, neutral. And it knows what to keep out, that which would be destructive to it. And in that same context, if we look at the natural world and how it operates, would not a nation or a state, you know, have an ability to determine what comes in and what goes out when it's healthy? And yeah, I guess you've written on that or gone further with that.
Yeah, I love that you talk about this. It stimulates that type of thinking in me, and also I think in a lot of people when they can connect the body to something larger and something greater, because our body is only part of who we are. So we have to think in a bigger way. And comparing, you know, the physical part, the body, to a nation is exactly what I like to do too, and mm-hmm. what I did in this article, because I think we as humanity are at a critical juncture at this time, and it's more significant than people realize, and on multiple levels. So on the physical level is what I talked about in this first part of my blog, mm-hmm. and I compared it, the physical Muslim immigration in Europe and in America, to an invasion of the human cell by a toxin, to show that when this integrity of a protective barrier is breached, when we disrespect our cell membranes or our national borders, the result can be chaos. It can be sabotage. It can be like the Trojan horse entering mm-hmm. the cell to release, to release disaster. So let's talk about, you know, the level of the cell. When we inject toxins, that induces, and most people understand this because they're experiencing an inflammatory response that leads to an autoimmune reaction. But we don't know, most of us who have an autoimmune reaction, we don't know how it started. We're not aware of how to prevent this in the first place. And it's the same situation with uncontrolled refugee immigration to Europe, as mm-hmm. an example. Because what they're experiencing, we haven't experienced yet, but it's a premonition of what can happen here. Mm-hmm. They're dealing with increased crime rates, bombings, acid attacks of people throwing acid at each other because, you know, they don't have guns, so they find something else. And then the police are suddenly impotent. They can't respond to this. So not that police are there to protect us, because they're not.
No, they're reactionaries, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Roseanne, do you think that, like, if we go back to the cell discussion as it relates to the larger macrocosm, what you're bringing up in immigration or violation of nations' borders, right?
Yeah.
That the organelles of the cell, going down to that level, are arguing about those things that are now getting into the cell, going, you know what, you can't say anything bad about them, don't try to kick them out, that's mean, it's not politically correct. I mean, I think in terms of the cell, it's like it's a functional issue. It's about survival. It knows, and it's impartial in a sense. There's not an emotion necessarily associated with it. And I could be wrong, because we know emotions impact the cells too, but I don't know how to necessarily equate it. Because like in Sweden, you know, to actually bring this issue up and point out that the immigration issue, you know, that the lack of assimilation, the division, that people aren't on the same team in a sense as a country. I know we've got a pluralistic culture in America in a lot of places, but the idea is, are you aligned with the base purpose, if we say individual liberty, or not? And yet there's so much fighting against. That's why when I do this analogy and you're doing it, some people on the left say, well, you're equating immigrants to toxins or germs. And it's like, that's like somehow racist or xenophobic. And I want you to clarify that for the folks that don't fully understand what we're talking about here.
Okay, well, there's kind of two levels the way you're bringing this up. We can mm-hmm. talk about the unemotional aspects of this by specifically looking at the cell, because mm-hmm. the answer, they always say the answer lies within. Well, within our bodies, I think within, if we can actually look at the process within our bodies and extrapolate that out, that's what we're seeing on the national level. So in the body, our immune system protects us. So when we're injecting something through the skin, we're breaching a protective layer. And the body, it is its defense system is based, the immune system is based between two poles, which are one, the cellular or T-cell mediated immunity, and the B-cell mediated immunity. And that B-cell immunity produces the antibodies of which vaccines are created, supposedly. And these poles, most people don't realize, have a reciprocal relationship. So when one is artificially stimulated, the other is suppressed. And the consequences are an imbalance where only the B cells are activated to create these antibodies, but the T cells and the macrophages that they, you know, enhance are suppressed. So the whole system, for the whole system to function in harmony, we have to restore our integrities, respect our integrities, and just acknowledge that we have regular orifices for the body that allows entry and exit naturally.
Well, yeah, we talk about outtown the macrocosm, legal immigration, that which is allowed in because it's going to be beneficial or at the very worst, not harmful to the body politic or the, you know, to the nation in a sense. And, I, and like I said, the fact is, if people look at that and then we're saying, well, all immigrants are toxins, of course, they're delusional and deranged. They're not hearing what we're saying here, that there is a preservation necessary. The immune system is very impartial in the sense that it doesn't involve itself in feelings about how do you feel about this foreign agent or antigen or substance. It's about, well, is this good for us or is this not? And I talked about this in a human terms about rightful discrimination. You have to discriminate, you know, every day when you look around you. You have to make judgments about the people or entities around you, or a dog or a cat. You know, is this dog going to be dangerous to me or not? I mean, this is the concept of, this is not a racist affront necessarily. Again, this goes beyond that. But whether we go into the spider senses of the intuitive side of ourselves, again, there's a lot of layers here. And like I said, I'm thrilled that you're addressing this, but I understand there's a lot for people to conceive of and digest to really get the heart of your message.
Yeah, you bring up some great points. And in natural immunity, it's like our natural response to something we see. Like you said, if we see a rabid dog and we experience the bite the first time, we're going to stay away from that dog the second time. We've learned from our experience. The same thing happens with our immune system when it's naturally triggered by an infection. We ingest it or inhale it. The body knows what to do because it creates a partnership between our two poles, the cellular and the, you know, B cell and T cell poles. So the same thing happens in common sense legal immigration. We're allowing those immigrants to come in naturally. We can vet them, that they're everything's safe and that we know who they are. Just like my parents came from two different countries, Hungary and India. They came legally and naturally and no problems. You know, they raised a family and were productive citizens. And so I don't know how, you know, there's no danger there, but there is a danger when we see these immigrants coming in that are not vetted and are causing increased crime.
Or just coming to withdraw the energy of those who are here, whose energy is being removed from them in order to support some type of, well, socialistic, they call it a social safety net. But in a sense, when you look at the free aspect of, oh, just come here, show up on our shores, and we've got you covered. Here's some money, here's this, here's that. You don't have an incentive at that point to, you know, how would you say, really spiritually connect to the survival instinct or mechanism from within? Because it's like, well, I don't have to do it myself. Hey, I'll look at all of this just coming at me. I can just kick back, relax, do nothing. Now, that may be an oversimplification of it, but spiritually speaking, if you're given things just without an expectation of doing anything, there is a natural tendency to become, well, lazy, shall I say. And again, this is not a racial construct. It's just a, you know, a dispassionate description of how this works. I don't care what your background, history, skin pigmentation or is or isn't. I mean, it's irrelevant to this discussion.
Yeah, I mean, some of what's happening is it's not that what they want to do is divide us. Mm-hmm. They want to create imbalance within the country through our perception of what's happening. So they want one group of people to be, you know, one group of people is going to question it, and another group of people is going to say, oh, let them in, let them in. This country is built on immigration. They're wanting to create this imbalance and chaos by dividing the people. That's, I think, what the real promotion of this is.
Right. Well, again, Hegelian dialectic, we talk about this is something that if you divide a people, you conquer them through manipulation. You don't even have to battle and shoot them, but you alter their consciousness, you sway them through emotion and fear, and then they're molded into what you want, right? Synthesis, antithesis, and I'm sorry, a thesis, antithesis, synthesis. And you said problem, reaction, solution as well. You also bring up in this article the Tenth Amendment concept. Are the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited to it by the states or reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people? How does this play out?
You love saying that definition, don't you? Mm-hmm. That's great. I liken the constitution of the physical cell to the constitution of the country. And if we really want protection on all levels, we can look to the Constitution as a model, but it is not the end-all, be-all. It doesn't protect us. A document never protects us. It offers states certain rights that are not spelled out as belonging to the federal government. So in my article, I point to a group called the Michigan-based Thomas More Law Center, and they want to use the Tenth Amendment to allow the Constitution to say that, you know, refugees coming here must be, the federal government can't provide, we can't allow the federal government to dictate to us their program if they don't fund it. That's basically what it's
unfunded mandates. Or in other words, here are these immigrants that have come here illegally. We don't know what to do with them. You take them, states, and you got to at least partially fund them. And this is a concept of, you know, imagine they threw people in your home and said, here, these are yours now. You take care of them. And you had no say in it at all. And so it's a fundamental question of the right to self-determination. It is not charity when it comes at the force of a gun. You know, give or else, right? And that's the concept we want to bring out here. Roseanne Lindsay, my guest this hour. We got another segment. We're also going to talk about the Health Freedom Congress. If you haven't signed up, there's still room. Come and join us in St. Paul, Minnesota, June 10, 11, 12. And we'll be back with more powerful healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property.
But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Y'all check out the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It'll take you to natureofhealing.org. Roseanne Lindsay's great writings here. We've been talking about her story or her article, Breach of Integrity, The Refugee Invasion, part one of two. So part two, as we kind of teased about what's in part one, and I hope y'all will read it, is coming out soon. I'm not going to say when, but Roseanne's working on it, and maybe get a sense of where you're going to take this from here, because I think it's a really good platform. Now you go a lot of different directions.
Yeah, well, when you start opening this box, mm-hmm. this Pandora's box of immigration, you do have to look at all, you can step back and see all the different levels. And what you just said in this introduction about my story, it's not really just my story, it's mm-hmm. the human story. And that's what I want to go into, which is, when we talk about the physical layer, we're only talking about part of ourselves, right? So what I want to explore is, how does this breach on a physical level breach on an energetic level? How does it affect our energy body? How does it affect the spirit of humanity on an evolutionary soul level?
Wow. You're not going deep at all.
Well, it's just like it comes to me, and I feel like if I don't get this down on paper, it's going to consume me. Mm-hmm. So it's something I have to talk about. But I think because I'm feeling it, it's because a lot of people are feeling it. So I'm just kind of a vessel to a channel to bring it out, mm-hmm. To express it in the way that I can from my other investigations, because there are many dimensions, not just in the world. But in our own bodies, we have many layers, many mm-hmm. dimensions. We have the soul and the spirit dimensions that are hidden from most people. And, you know, we have to acknowledge them if we're going to go to the next level. Because I think some of what's happening with these breaches is that we're not aware. We have to become aware of who we are so we can protect our breaches on an energetic level, because it's really the energy body mm-hmm. that creates the physical body. So why do we just, you know, like modern medicine just presents solutions to symptoms of a problem? Well, if we're just looking at the physical, we're just looking at symptoms of a bigger problem, which is an effect of our energy body, and we have to start there.
Wow, beautifully said. I'm looking forward to your next edition, if you will, part two of this story, and we'll continue to discuss this. Perhaps even topics of discussion to be, well, contemplated at the Health Freedom Congress coming up June 10, 11, 12. What's the latest update on that? And are there still opening slots for people to register and take part in it and, you know, really learn about health freedom?
Yeah, well, I think the voting members that convene the Congress are all pretty much registered, but we're open to the public, the general participants, and anybody can attend. They can participate in what's going on at the Congress. They can participate in the activities that are going on after the convening of the Congress, which are in the evenings. Diane Miller, who's the founder and public law and policy director, she's going to present workshop on how to lobby a legislator. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it helps people kind of know what their power is at a state level as a citizen, mm-hmm. what they can do it from that level. Jim Turner, a great, you know, humanitarian who works within the legal system, is going to be there. He's going to be our keynote. You're going to be there as one of six lead organizations, health freedom organizations, to present words of wisdom, what you've learned in your during your life. So people can gain a lot of understanding from everybody who's going to be there.
Beautiful. And encouraging you, if there's room, space available for youth, young adults, teens, whatever, the next generation of health freedom warriors, if you will, or those that are just going to, you know, work silently behind the scenes, but understand these concepts and principles, put them into action, because there's a lot on the line here. We're living through, as the Chinese said, interesting times, no doubt. But we're here for a reason, and Roseanne certainly is, and she's doing extraordinary work, and I'm looking forward to seeing you there. And, you know, folks, you don't have to have an official designation. You don't have to be a naturopath or an MD or a homeopath to not only take part, but be an instrumental leader in these discussions or movements going forward. You know, I, case in point, you know, yesterday, Roseanne, I was doing a CME lecture for doctors on hydrogen. And, you know, these are MDs and DOs that have been through medical school. And, you know, afterwards, they're blown away by new information, too, and recognize that you have access to that information. You have access to the insights into these things that Roseanne's writing about health freedom. And you can actually communicate and make a difference in your own life, in others' lives, in your community as well. So I just want to encourage more participation, Roseanne, and you're inspiring a whole group of people with what you're doing.
Thank you, Robert, as do you.
Well, we love the inspiration, and it just excites me to no end to continue doing this, and I'm glad that you're on this journey with me. So we got a lot more healing to go. We're out of time this hour. Roseanne, thanks so much. Go natureofhealing.org, and remember, folks, the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.